Jim Jordan, Why is Pelosi Scared to Have a Vote to Open an Official Impeachment Inquiry? By Hannah Blow on October 12, 2019. Representative Jim Jordan, R.O., on Saturday posed a series of questions to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, regarding the partisan-fueled impeachment inquiry, asking why she is scared to have a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry. Pelosi told impeachment-hungry Democrats over the summer that they needed to wait and follow the facts before pursuing impeachment. "We do believe that it's important to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States. And we believe the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up," she told reporters after meeting with House Democrats in June. The Speaker reiterated her position of waiting for the facts during a caucus-wide call in August, telling her colleagues, "The public isn't there on impeachment. It's your voice and constituency, but give me the leverage I need to make sure that we're ready and it is as strong as it can be," she said. Jordan, ranking member of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, posed a series of questions Saturday afternoon on Twitter regarding the House Democrats' support of an impeachment inquiry, noting that Pelosi opted to announce the inquiry without having or examining sufficient facts. "There has been a lot of noise since that Speaker Pelosi decided to call for impeachment before having the facts. Here are a few important questions," Jordan tweeted. His questions are as follows. Why did the whistleblower write an 800-plus word memo describing President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky's call based on second-hand information gleaned from a conversation that lasted just a few minutes? Why did the whistleblower wait 18 days to file the complaint after describing the call as frightening in their memo? Why and when did the whistleblower communicate with Rep. Adam Schiff's staff before filing the complaint? Why did the whistleblower hide from the ISIG that they met with at Rep. Adam Schiff's staff by not checking the box on the whistleblower form indicating they had spoken to Congress? Why didn't Rep. Adam Schiff tell us his staff had met with the whistleblower? Why didn't the whistleblower just give his memo to the Inspector General, instead of a 7-page complaint dressed up with extraneous citations and media references? Why is it Rep. Adam Schiff holding hearings, depositions, and interviews behind closed doors? Why won't Rep. Adam Schiff release the transcripts of these interviews, instead of leaking cherry-picked information that fits his narrative? Why does that Speaker Pelosi think we need to strike while the iron is hot, instead of taking time for serious and thorough investigative fact-finding? Why is that Speaker Pelosi scared to have a vote to open an official impeachment inquiry like it's been done every other time? Why do Democrats keep making up the rules as they go along, instead of following a fair process? What work did the whistleblower do with the 2020 Democratic presidential candidate? Jordan slammed House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff, DCA, on Wednesday for keeping key aspects of the inquiry under wraps. "We're going to continue to try to get the facts and figure out more about what took place with this whole complaint and when it started and continue to tell the American people the truth," Jordan said, according to Town Hall. There were 67 pages of text messages. Adam Schiff took a few of those text messages and released them. "Release them all, release them all, and more importantly release the entire transcript," he continued. "We're talking about impeaching the President of the United States 13 months before an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no first-hand knowledge who has a bias against the President," he added.